Thank you, Peter. I look forward to crossing this bridge if I get to it.
A new exhibition opened this week at the Sainsbury Centre. It's about art and life in Fiji. We'll hear about this in a moment, but I have spoken to today's editor who was present at the launch, and he recommends the exhibition to anyone interested in the culture of the Pacific Islands. We will also hear other pieces of useful advice. Eric and Joyce Watkins had their lives saved by a carbon monoxide alarm and recommend these to all our listeners. And if you do not have a will, November is Will Aid Week, when you can have a will written free.
It was a very grand affair for the opening of the Sainsbury Centre's Visual Arts latest exhibition, and one which was attended by some very special guests. Fiji, Art and Life in the Pacific is the world's largest exhibition about Fiji and Fijian art. And the president of the South Pacific Island nation paid a trip to Norwich to officially open the show. His Excellency Major General retired Gioji Kanusi Konroti was joined by his wife, Fiji's First Lady, Saroti Konroti, along with His Excellency Mr. Jikoto Tokolevu, Fiji's High Commissioner to the UK. Other guests who attended the event included Lord Sainsbury and Sir David Attenborough. President Konroti enjoyed a tour of the exhibition, which features an array of Fijian art and artefacts that go back as far as the late 18th century, before participating in a special Fijian opening ceremony. In a speech, he thanked the exhibition's curator, Stephen Hooper, and the many partners, including the Sainsbury Research Unit and the Fiji Museum, which had made the exhibition and its accompanying book a reality. He said, "Through the exhibition and the book, the relationship between Fiji and Britain can be seen as a close one for a long time."
An elderly couple whose lives were saved by their carbon monoxide alarm are urging others to have one fitted. Eric and Joyce Watkins had only just returned from a holiday in Cyprus when their recently installed detector started to go off. The couple, from Tavram, initially thought nothing of it, but when it went off again just days later, they decided to get help. A subsequent inspection by the gas board found that fumes had been leaking from their boiler, which could have resulted in their death. With the cold weather now setting in, Mr. and Mrs. Watkins are now calling for other people with gas heating to ensure they have alarms installed. The NHS said more than 200 people go to hospital in the UK each year with suspected carbon monoxide poisoning, leading to around 50 deaths.
The 50% of adults who do not have a will are being given the chance to put it right at a Norwich solicitor. Hatch Brenner, based on Theatre Street, is taking appointments for a national initiative, Will Aid. It will draw up basic wills in return for a charitable donation. A choice of 9 charities will be available to donate to, at a suggested £95 for a basic will and £150 for a pair of basic mirror wills. Last year, Hatch Brenner raised £4,000 for charities, including Age UK, Christian Aid, the NSPCC, Save the Children, and the British Red Cross. This year, the company is once again offering time and expertise for free in the project running throughout November.
We now have our second feature on part two. 25 years ago, Norfolk lost one of its most popular adopted sons, Dick Condon. Dick transformed the world of entertainment for tens of thousands of local people. Peter Walsh reads Trevor Heaton's tribute to Dick Condon.